An Australian judge has refused the request of a Muslim woman who wanted to wear her niqab while giving evidence. The woman was due to give evidence in a damages claim against police who she alleges assaulted her during a raid on her home. Renee Barker is a lecturer in law at the University of Western Australia. She's also an honorary research fellow at the Centre for Muslim States and Societies. Welcome to RN Drive.
Thank you. Lovely to be here.
Why was this decision made by the judge? What was the reasoning behind it?
So in this case, the woman's asked to give evidence while wearing a face covering. Now, in Australian courts and other common law courts around the world, so places like the United Kingdom, the US, Canada and New Zealand, it's often considered very important to view a person's face to be able to assess their facial expressions, their demeanour while giving evidence to assist the judge or the jury in determining whether or not the person is telling the truth or perhaps telling the whole truth. So in this instance, the judge was particularly concerned that the nature of the evidence the woman was going to give may be controversial, and he felt that in this instance he would like the assistance of being able to see her face.
You just explored it a little, but I would like to hear a bit more from you about why facial expressions are considered important when it comes to giving evidence in court.
So it's a long-held tradition in common law countries that you can determine whether or not a person is telling the truth or not by looking at their facial expression. So there is a belief that people betray their real intent in their face, if you like. I have to note, of course, though, that social science evidence suggests that that may not in fact be entirely accurate, and that the average person may not in fact be able to tell whether or not a person is telling the truth or not just by looking at their facial expressions. But it is a long-held tradition or custom in Australian and other common law courts that a person give evidence without their face covered so that the judge, the jury and perhaps the lawyers questioning them can use that amongst other cues to work out what the person is saying, whether a person is saying is in fact accurate.
I understand this isn't the first time this has happened.
No, it's not. So in Australia, we've had one other case. In that case, it was actually a criminal trial in Western Australian District Court in 2010. And in that case, Judge Shauna Dean similarly ruled that the witness would need to remove her face covering in order to give evidence.
Is there precedent for how our judicial system or how other judicial systems allow for a religious garb like the niqab?
So the niqab specifically has, and the similar garment, the burqa, have come up a number of times around the world, in Australia and Canada, New Zealand and in the US and in the UK. There's not a hard and fast rule, but it seems to be that the court will look at the case before them and determine what the woman's religious beliefs are, what exactly she believes, and then look at the nature of the evidence she's going to give. Is it controversial? Does it go to the absolute crux of the case? Or is it something that's less controversial, something where perhaps it's procedural or she's just confirming things other witnesses have said, and balance the risk of impinging on her freedom of religion and her religious beliefs against the need and the interests of justice and the other parties of asking her to remove it. So it's very much done on a case-by-case basis at the moment, but it is leaning towards, in most instances, judges requesting that the person remove their face veil in order to give evidence.
Are there alternatives that don't compromise the religious beliefs of in this case, these Muslim women?
One of the difficulties with this particular religious belief is that the women usually believe that they cannot remove their veil in front of any men they're not related to, although the belief specifically varies from woman to woman, as most religious beliefs vary from person to person. But what the court can do is offer some accommodations which might relieve her discomfort and minimise the number of people she has to unveil in front of. So in this particular instance, the judge offered two accommodations. He offered that she could give her evidence from a separate room via CCTV, so she wouldn't be able to see anybody who was viewing her, so that might relieve her discomfort. And the judge also offered to close the courtroom so that only those people who absolutely had to be there, so the lawyer, the judge, perhaps the other parties, would actually see her. So there are a number of accommodations. Other options might be to place a screen between the witness and the rest of the court, to use female court staff where appropriate, to try and minimise the discomfort. But in this case, the great difficulty is because of the religious policing, if the judge finds you can't, they'd really like to see the face, then he can't be fully accommodated. But measures can be put in place to minimise the discomfort.
And of course, for those who are not across the case, I think you've done quite a bit of reading on this case. This was about raids by police.
Yes, it was. So in this case, her home was raided by police and she's alleging that they assaulted her.
And
so,
why was the home being raided?
It was being raided as part of terrorist raids last year or the year before. So certainly she or members of her family were suspected of being involved in terrorist activity, and she's alleging that she was assaulted during those raids.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time, Renee. Been a real pleasure to speak to you.
Thank you.
That's Renee Barker. She's a lecturer in law at the University of Western Australia, and she's also an honorary research fellow at the Centre for Muslim States and Societies, talking about that case today.